The leader and founder of the APC, Hassan Ayariga, says the competence of individuals must first be considered when appointing people to serve the nation rather than looking at the person with political lenses. Mr. Ayariga said, in respect of political lineage, competence rather than political affiliation should be a criteria. Mr. Ayariga's comments follow agitation by some political parties against some individuals nominated by some state institutions to serve on the 18-member committee constituted by the EC to ensure that the November elections are free and fair. Mr. Ayariga spoke on Behind the News.
If somebody is 18 and above and is working at the EC, it doesn't mean that the president does not belong to another political party. All the people in the EC belong to political parties because they are our constitution. They are supposed to vote. They are not supposed to ignore voting. So can you tell me which political parties they belong to? No. We are supposed to use the competent people, our human resources, to build our nation.
But we are talking about people alleged to be people who have been executives of a political party or political parties before.
People move from one political party to another on a daily basis. People move from one party to another. And people have even stopped voting. People have taken themselves out of political parties. If I was a member of PNC, and today I'm no more a member of PNC, 3 weeks ago, somebody would have said I'm a member of PNC. Today, I'm the founder of APC. Does this still stop me from contesting elections?
So, Mr. Ayariga, if you become the president of Ghana next year, will you, for instance, appoint somebody who is a leading member, a card-bearing executive member of the NDC or the MPP to be, say, the Chief Justice, the IGP, if those positions, say, were vacant?
I will appoint anybody qualified to serve motherland. And that is why I have a motto called all-inclusive governance.